We're in the plumb line phase. So today I'm going to share some things I've been learning about the plumb line. Of course, you know, we go up and then we come from a seat of joint airship and we drop in. Amen. We draw the circle and drop in. That circle is a focused, targeted position. And that circle is your garden. And that is where we exercise the dominion. Amen. What I'm about to say to you, we're going to pray that out, and we're going to go to the plumb line phase, and I'm going to share some things about this that the Lord has been revealing that's really going to help you understand what faith is and how faith plays in the administration of breakthrough and kingdom government. Amen. Hebrews 4, I want to start with this. He says, let us therefore fear lest the promise being left of us of entering into his rest, and he should seem to come short of it. That rest was foreshadowing promised land. He's talking about them coming. He called it the rest. In other words, we have a promised land as well to enter into. He doesn't want us to come short of that promised land. Amen. He says, for unto us the gospel was preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we have which believe do enter the rest, as I have sworn in my wrath, they shall not enter the rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. A couple of interesting points here. What we are entering into has already been finished. Amen. So I'm going to teach you how to walk out into a finished work with your faith instead of getting stuck waiting on God to show up. A lot of times, and I've done this, believe me, I've done this a lot in our journey, is waiting on God to show up. But I'm exercising faith, I'm keeping the word, but I'm still waiting on a manifestation. He's taught me how to move past that now. And now that we've learned how to move past the waiting phase and move on in to the future position. So we see they didn't mix faith. So I started just looking at what happened when they went in the promised land. God gave them, you have to understand, they had no Google in their day. They had no iPad. They had no promised land. The only promised land that they really understood, that their fathers lived there at one time. They've never been there. All they've known was slavery and bondage. And all they could understand about it is what God said about it. What he told them what it would be. Land flowing with milk and honey, a land of abundance, a land of cities and homes you wouldn't labor for, because that's all you ever did was labor for everything, a land of vineyards and olive yards you didn't have to plant, but you're going to reap it. See, so he's telling them all these amazing things about this land. He does tell them that they're ites in the land. He tells them that, but it was no big deal to God. So he gives them the image that he wants them to have. And then Moses didn't really help the situation anyone he sent the spies in, because he says, go look at the land and tell us whether it's good or bad. He shouldn't have said that. He should have just said, go and look and tell us whether, you know, the giants are in the land, if the people are mightier than us. Leaders, we don't always do things perfectly. You know, even God's greatest leaders don't do that. And he kind of set them up to bring a fact back. But God wasn't looking for facts. He was wanting truth. Amen. So they go out, they see it, they look at it, and what they bring back was 100% different than the image God gave them. And that's the problem we have, is because God gives us the image of our future, but we see something different. Or we don't comprehend, or we don't exercise the proper operation of faith that can cause the same image the Father has said to be in us. Amen. We have to come to the place where we possess the same image he does. That's easier said than done. Because God doesn't just give you words, he gives you image. Amen. He takes his word, it's seeded into the heart, the imagination center. You don't think in words, you think in images. And so God seeds an image of our life of the promised land, and then he tells us to go. Amen. Now, what we see is that when they went in the promised land, they come back with a completely different, except for two of them, the two that got to go in, but they had to go back for 40 years, which tells me it's going to take more than two of us to be on this train, which I'm very excited to see so many of us here today. Amen. But God's looking for something. And he's revealing a certain mystery of how the kingdom actually transfers. And that's the part I want to share with you. But I want to share some of the things he's saying of how he actually transfers that image. Seeding it is one thing. How it gets from the Father in full-blown image to you is one thing. How it gets from you to the world is another thing. Those things have to happen if we're going to see fullness of promised land. Amen? So the first thing he says, they come back and say, the people are mightier than us. Wrong answer. We were like grasshoppers in their sight. Wrong answer. You see that? We were like grasshoppers in their sight. They were actually like grasshoppers in their own sight. They did not possess the image God gave them. If you approach your promised land not equipped and not qualified, thus why God wants us to go up the mountain first and not straight to the promised land, you will not be equipped to stand where God wants you to stand, because God's not assigning you a field that you can presently do in the natural. If you can do it, you don't need him. So God's always going to give you something far greater than you. Amen. It's how to get the far greater here. All right. So when God gives us that, he has to equip us and get us ready to stand in the midst of the world and appropriate the kind of faith he's looking for. But not just faith, but all the other things too. So they come back. We're grasshoppers. People are mightier than us. Let us go back to Egypt. They made every single mistake you can make. They turned aside, turned around, gave an evil report, and then they said, God be not able to take us in. Then they indicted the Father who opened seas for these people. I mean, poured water out of the rock for them. It's unbelievable all the things he did for them. And they said, he's be not able. And they want to go back to Egypt where God swallowed an entire army up in the Red Sea, and they want to go back there. I mean, the level of unbelief was just off the chain. So God just said, I'm going to wipe them out right now. Let me send a pestle. I'll wipe the whole thing out. Moses, let's start over. I mean, God was hot. That's the side of God you don't want to be on. Amen. So that evil report was obviously they had the wrong image. Amen. God wants us to possess the right image. So what happened when he brings Joshua in, he comes out to meet him as the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven, basically saying, I've already set my angels in front of you. Now we're going to go into Jericho, first city of conquest. What's he say to him? See, watch this. See that I have given. Those words are a foundation of your faith. Say, see, I have given. Four words. See, I have given. Say, have given. What does that mean? Done, right? It also denotes there's a part you're going to play, a seeing. You're not going to see with your natural senses, because if you do, you're going to see present. And he's not asking you to see the present. He's asking you to see something that's right in front of you. He's asking you to get out from where you are to in front. Faith, you can write this down if you want to, is not effective if you exercise it where you are. Faith is not going to be nearly as effective if you exercise it where you are in your present circumstance. You're not going to get out of your circumstance exercising faith in your circumstance. That's the wrong time. You can do that, but you're fighting, really, if you've been around long enough, we all know you're fighting a battle that's not going to be effective. You're going to have to get faith out where it belongs, in front of you. In front. So let's look at some of the things he said, because he said, see, I have given. See, I have given. So see that I have given. I'm going to show you how to do that today. I'm going to probably pray some very personal things today. Probably would not normally pray in a group, but I'm going to pray it like I pray it at home. Amen. To show you how to move out, because I know where you're getting stuck. I know we all get stuck. I know how we get stuck. It's because we're exercising faith. We're doing the faith thing. We're there and we're looking. And then all of a sudden, when we're exercising the faith, we're waiting on God to manifest that. And so we'll go back. We exercise again. And what we're looking at that manifestation, I'm going to show you how to go past that waiting period. Amen. If you don't get past that waiting period, you'll stay there. I'll give you an example. When we were in the Jordan last year, I stood in that Jordan for 18 months. I waited. Father, come and get us. You know, I kept your word. Praise God. Come out and call us in to the promised land. And finally, I think Cody had the revelation. We had to just move in. Amen. And that's when we learned how to just move forward. We just moved into Gilgal. After 18 months, I asked the Lord, I said, did I have to sit there 18 months? He goes, it's all good, but you could have moved a lot sooner than what you did. And then when we're in Gilgal, we're waiting on him to come. And then because he comes out to meet us, you know, and we're waiting on him to come out to meet us just because you're playing out scripture here, just like the Jericho model. And we're waiting, sat there for 6 months between Gilgal and Jericho, waiting on the Lord to appear. You got to appear and then we're ready to go. And then it didn't appear. And I'm like, okay, what do you want from us? You know, how many of you ever get like that? You ever get frustrated? Like, what do you want from me? I'm like, I'm giving you faith. He goes, yes, but you still don't have it. But you'll get it. Just stay with it. So what happened was, he just one day said, move forward. He goes, see that you've already been crowned. Because what did he do? He come out to meet him with the blessing of goodness, set the crown of pure gold on her. See, you've already been raised up. See, watch this, you were crowned with glory and honor. See that you were crowned in a position of glory and honor. He made you have dominion. See that he set you over the work of his hands. See that all things under your feet. See, you're moving into an elevated position. You're following something that was already done. You see that? It was already given. You have to understand the whole rest of your life is already given. All of it. The whole thing has been given already. All you're doing is identifying where you are in that process and moving through. Amen? And so when you see I have given, as we move up that ladder, as we move up, now you're in a position to join heirship. As soon as I did that, he gave us the revelation of Jericho. Boom, 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 boom. The angels, what we've been sharing lately, the crown coming down, the ark, the crown, all of that, the model by which all promised land conquest is going to happen. Angels, ark, crown. Angels, crown, ark. Angels, crown, ark. Say angels, crown, ark. It's all there. What we did is we started moving into Jericho from a crown position. Then we learned how to drop into Jericho and stand in there. Then we learned how to receive the crown in there and receive the angels of heaven and clear out a circle of dominion like we're doing, right? Carved out a circle from above. And we drop in and clearing out all second heaven interference in that circle. So that's your circle now. Look, the Lord didn't unseat the principalities and powers of his day. He didn't tear them down. He made a show of them, but they're still there. Everywhere he went, but wherever he went, he had that open heaven with him. And there in that Jacob's ladder, open heaven, because he said, you'll see the angels of heaven ascend and descend, right? And he says, you'll see the angels of heaven descend upon me, just like Jacob. When Jacob's ladder was there, there was no second heaven. There was a ladder went from third heaven to first heaven, no second heaven, interference, no devil. That was an open heaven, circumference of heaven that dropped into the earth with no second heaven interference. So the Lord had that. So wherever he went, second heaven interference was constantly unseated. And everywhere he went, there's a perimeter of glory around him. And anybody got in that perimeter of glory most likely got healed, unless they were fighting him, wanting to kill him. Most likely got breakthrough, freedom. He put that circumference in a boat, dropped down the net, and gave him a 3.5 year harvest in one day. So that kingdom was there manifesting without second heaven interference. That's awesome. Now, that's where we are right now. So that's where we've been, and we're waiting on manifestation of the kingdom. Here again, the Lord says to me, he goes, in this realm, you don't wait. You ready for that? You wait before you go do something in the natural, but in this realm, your spirit and your faith, let me put it that way, does not have to wait. If you do, you're going to get stuck like you got stuck in the Jordan. You're going to have to go through. I'm like, okay, go through where? He goes, go through everything I said to you. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What is that? And all of a sudden, when he started saying it, he goes, see that I have given you Jericho. See, I have given you the breakthrough. Move beyond it. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What is that image that I have showed to you? What happened if that did happen? What would happen to you? Where would you be? Where would the church be? Move it out into the future. Faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. Carl Kuhn, he's so cool. He come up here. He goes, Pastor, I got a revelation. If it's happened, it's not hope. It's fact. He goes, hope has to be in the future. Because if hope manifests, it's fact. It's not hope anymore. I said, boom. Hope is not a present operation. Hope is a future position. Now, why this hope deferred makes the heart sick? Because your future doesn't manifest. It makes the heart sick, right? So we don't want that. So hope is the substance. There's substance there. And it's the evidence of the thing that has not yet manifested. So look at those two things. There's substance and there's evidence that's right up into your future. There's substance in the evidence that you can possess to bring that future into where you are. Amen? Watch this. What we're trying to do is walk into the promised land. What God wants us to do is walk into the promised land with our faith and command our past to catch up where we are. And when he starts commanding the past to catch up where we are, things will start happening because you already walk that out. So when he's praying the Father's will, he said, Father, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. When you stand praying, Mark 11:23, this is the part, because he said, have faith in God. Verily I say to you, whatsoever shall say this mountain, be thou removed, cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. Now watch this. Shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. You're saying something that belongs to a future position, commanding it to come to pass now. Now, Abraham in Romans chapter 4, he said, he called things that what be not as though they were. What does the though they were look like? Because you're going to have to get your faith into a place called though they were. You have a future defined by God that is not where you are right now. Where we're living in, we're living in the God of hope right now. It's incredible what's happening in our spirit right now, in our past. I don't even care what it looks like right now. I'm not even worried about it. God's not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. You shouldn't be worried about it. Don't be looking at the world. You're not going to fix the world by looking at it. I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to fix the world by looking at God. Amen. So he goes, he calls things that be not. Okay. They're not here right now as though they should be, or though they were. Though they were was a future position. He had to speak eloquently of a future position. He had to call it. There's two major operations of faith. They're going to have to be, there's many, but two major operations. If you're not willing to do this, you won't see this. You'll have to get your mouth in alignment with your future that is in the Father. Your mouth has to get in alignment with your future in the Father. And your eye of your heart, sight, has to get in alignment with the Father's image of your future. So your mouth and the eye of your heart has to come into perfect alignment with your future that's in the Father. If those two don't come into alignment and those two don't get activated, now we've learned to activate them to go up the mountain. We've learned to activate them in the present. Now we have to learn to activate the call thing, the be not, what, as though they were. see I have given. I need the eye of your heart to see that. Don't see I'm going to give. See I've given. That's two different things. Because if you see I've given, like when he prayed in John 17, Father, my glory I have given to them. So you can already see it's given. See I've given, say it. Call thing the be not where you are as though it were the way God said it would be. That means you're going to have to find some words out here in your future that you're not in yet. You're going to have to find an image that you're not in yet. And you're going to have to sit in that image and not the one you're in right now. Because if you sit in this image and keep calling God down into this image, which we do all the time, if God was going to answer that prayer, he would have answered that. I think enough of us have done that kind of praying for enough time. He's looking for extraordinary faith because this is an extraordinary generation. He's looking for the God kind of faith. And the God kind of faith, now watch this, because this is huge. That future is in the Father. Your future is in the Father. That's why you go up to the Father. Amen. Now he'll give you an idea of your future because he'll send something out of himself, like a prophetic word or a mountaintop experience or an encounter. He'll take it from where he is. God's over here. His God is right here. He sends something to where you are. Man, when he does it, man, you have the faith in it and everything. It was designed to explode your faith. How many of you ever had that? God will speak something to you and like, let's go. That'll wear off after a while if you don't know what to do with it. Because that wasn't designed to be manifested that day. We think it's designed to be manifested because we can feel his faith, but it's not designed for manifestation. That experience, encounter, transference, if you will, prophetic word, revelation, rhema word, that is designed to invite you into himself. That is designed for transference number one. I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible, but I'm going to explain something that's very, very powerful that we're starting to tap into. And this is the extraordinary God kind of faith. It's what the Lord walked in. How does the kingdom, he says, when you stand praying, believe that you receive and you shall have. Believe that you receive. Receive what? You have to believe you receive your future. How do I receive my future? Whether it's 7 days, 7 months, 7 years, International Media Center, 7 days of light, 7 pillars of apostolic government, you name it. Generational inheritance, whatever that is, how do I receive that future? Because you have to believe that you receive. Well, whereas before I was, Father, I believe, I receive, I'm in receiving mode, I receive your grace, receive your good, I receive, and I think something's going to just, it's going to be, and it is one way he can do this, but in this God kind of realm, it's going to take a little more. I thought he's just going to believe, and I'm going to get this transference, and once I have it, then I shall have it, because God's going to transfer, and I'm just going to feel this transference, I'm going to have this assurance, and I'm going to get it, and then bam, boom, 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 bam, bam, boom. But what I wasn't taking account for is see that I have given, see I have given, and I wasn't calling the thing that be not yet manifested as though it was manifested. Now, listen to me. When you call something that's in your future and you speak as though it was already manifested, that's going to take some training. Because you're not going to speak as though it's manifested from where you are right here. That's the glorious thing about faith. It moves out from where you are into where he is. You're moving into the Father of lights. And this realm, I call it the dream realm, perambulation. This is where you and the Father are going to walk out into him, into your future. And when you walk out into him, he says, I will walk in you. That means perambulate. It's a Greek word, means perambulate. Walk in you. It means he'll walk in you. He's now you're in the Father. You're in him. He's in you. The first place the promised land is going to be encountered is in the Father. What do I do once? That's why you go up to him where he is. In this realm, you go up. You come into union with the Father because this is where he's going to share that future with you, right? Now, how do I call things that be not? Well, when God speaks to me about the future and things he's told us, I'll pray a little bit of it today. I'm going to tell you this. It seems like what I'm saying right now is not fun, but trust me. This is fun. This is awesome. And the more you do it, faith comes alive. Man, it comes alive. Because you're in the Father doing this. Now, your sight, the eye of your heart, and your mouth are both in perfect unison with the Father's will. And you're where he is, not where you are. That's a master key of faith, being where he is, not where you are. Your faith's going to work a whole lot better if you get out where he is. He never asked Abraham, birth this son by looking at your circumstance. He got him way out in front of himself. He didn't even tell him one. He goes, I'm telling you, your sin is going to be like the stars of heaven, sand of the seashore. He had to get him out from where he was. That's the key. How to get out from where you're at. If you can get out from where you are, and faith is the vehicle to do that, walk out onto his word into an image that God has already given, you begin to say that image and see that image and call that image that be not as though it was. What does this look like? What does this feel like? Because I've got to get here and I've got to feel it. I got to see it, feel it, and say it. Amen? And when you learn to do that, we're going to do it today. When you learn to move out instead of wait, you'll move a lot of the frustration you have with faith out of the way. Because I am not waiting on him to manifest. I'm just going out on what he said. And man, the more I do it, the farther I can get out there. The more glorious it gets, the larger it gets, more expansive it gets. And I'm living out in this realm. And God, what's happening? Watch this. Listen to me very carefully. What are we doing right here? We're doing kingdom transference phase one. It's being transferred. The Father's, what David said, the Father's thoughts towards me are more numerous than the sands of the sea. Watch this. The Father's thoughts towards you. So close your eyes just for a minute. I want you to think of the Father's thoughts towards you. Give me 5 thoughts, 10 thoughts, 100 thoughts, 1,000 thoughts. Probably stopping around 10, 15, 20. See how that just doesn't fully come naturally? Why? Because, see, your thoughts are governed. Okay, you can open your eyes now. Your thoughts are governed, so our thoughts are so much governed by this natural realm that we don't always see what God sees because we start getting this filtration thing going because of what's going on with our life, because of our weaknesses or our failures or our circumstances, and it's starting to cloud the perception of what God said we are. And so what we do is start praying from this realm. We sing from this realm. Some of the songs now of unbelief, I'm like, he didn't just say that in the song, because we have given up. And we just lay it to grace, you know, just come and save me from here. And God loves us. Don't get me wrong, but we're not here in training wheels anymore. We're here for graduation. We want to graduate. God can't be dealing with us like babes anymore. He needs some full age people that are going to go in the promised land, know who they are, what they're doing, and they cannot turn around. So what is happening in this realm right here when we're doing all this? Father is transferring his will, kingdom will, his thoughts, his glorious future that's been in his heart for eternity past. He's transferring it into the domain of your spirit. He has to. Because once he transfers, and the more you do it, the more it gets transferred to where you come into 100% alignment inside with what was he was. And now he, by default, comes to live in you because he's living his perfect will in you because it got transferred because you're sitting with him, prophesying, praying, perambulating, speaking, seeing, saying everything that he said. I don't care if you start with one little seed. It will grow. If you start with one thought that he has towards you, how many could think of one thought? Praise God. One thought. Here's the first thing. I know this is the first thought by default. I'm loved. How many of you got that one? That one's easy. But that's where you are now. What's his thoughts towards your future? Who are you? What did he say to you? What did he say to Shaheen about her nation, Pakistan? What did he say about that? What has he shown you about that? What has he prophesied to you about? What has he spoken about Father's house? Well, why not just move out there and start seeing and saying? And boy, when we did that and stopped waiting for him to manifest in Jericho, whoo, we started getting into this realm of faith, explosive, man. You're coming out charged. And the glory of God is all over it. And the more you do it, the bigger it gets. And we're getting good at it. What's happening? Father, he said, this is believe you receive. You're receiving my thoughts towards you. You're receiving my will. You're receiving living will, living promised land thoughts are being transferred to domain of your spirit through the perambulation of the Father. Are you with me so far? Why is that necessary? Because that's how it's going to get to the earth. God Father is not going to bypass you and drop heaven all around you and just leave you in the mess or leave the image you had. He transfers the image of your future to you. That's why he gave them on the way, telling them all that he's going to do, telling them about the future. He was seeding them so when they got in there, they would have him in the possession of what he said. Because no matter what God says, you're going to encounter in this realm opposition. But you won't see opposition if you spend enough time in that realm. Because you're not here anymore. Do you get it? Now, it used to be a pain for me to live out in the future. Why? Because I was living out in this realm, waiting on God to manifest. And I was living here, but he wasn't manifested, so it's getting me discouraged. But now that I've gotten into alignment with him, and I'm being fed by his faith and fed by his love. See, when God transfers his thoughts towards you, it's not just thoughts. It's faith. It's love. It's fullness. It's life. It's everything he is. It's creative. Father's creative. Imagine that. Father has a creative design for your life. He'll throw things in there that'll surprise you. I don't know, I'm perambulating one day and on this property and this horse comes up. I'm like, what is, I'm in the spirit. This white horse. You ever seen a dog at the Westminster Kennel Show that knows who he is? They'll walk around like they know who they are. Like they are born in privilege. I'm born in royalty and I know it. Then you see a shag on the side of the road. He doesn't know who he is. It's kind of like humans. Some walk around and they know who they are. Not in a prideful sense. Some don't know who they are. This horse knew who he was. Man, he was royalty. He looked at me with these eyes and I had this same connection I had with this dog I had named Presley. And man, this horse loved me and I loved him and I was communicating with this horse in the spirit. I'm like, what is going on here? And he showed up and he would walk the way he walked and the glory he had on him. And like, it's like he spoke to me almost. He said, I'm from heaven. I'm a gift from the Father. And the Father speaks and said, his name is Judah. And I'm going to give him to you in this next level. And he'll be with you the entire run of the white horse. And he's so awesome. Anna got so stirred that she had to have one too. So we added a Jubilee. So we got Judah and Jubilee. Now, I only said that because I wasn't thinking horses. Okay, but that's what Father's going to do when you're in this realm. He'll throw a few things in that you didn't think of. He gets that. It's his delight. In this realm, you're living in a realm that's not where you are. You're living in the fourth dimension. This is where Paul Yonggi Cho got. Amen? That's what I feel our calling is to get God's people into the fourth dimension. That's where the realm of the impossible. Here's what happens. Here's what he showed me. and I'm walking it out. But whew, it's awesome. And stuff is big. If you're not big enough, God will stretch you out to where you do get big enough, because he is going to stretch you into big. He's just that way. He's expansive. As a father, as you're with him, as he start, he said, do you know what's happening here? And I'm like, faith, bro. He says, I'm transferring my will to you. I'm transferring the kingdom to you. This is the kingdom. It is who I am and who you are and who I am in you. And everything that's being transferred in this realm is truth. And it will override fact of your realm. It'll override everything when it's complete. It's an image, right? He said, it's a portrait. And I saw this panoramic picture. And all of a sudden, last week, I get caught up into this room. It was a hallway of this glory. Had pillars, and when I'd walk, I would see a picture of somebody's life. But I didn't, like, we see it through the Bible. There, it was a picture. And when you looked at the picture, you could see all the words. And you could see the life play out. Panoramic is like a living picture that scrolled out. Even though it was like that, it scrolled a lot. It would just scroll out there. You could see it. As long as you stood there, you could just watch their whole life play out. And then I got in front of this picture that said, Jericho, 7 days of light. I'm like, that's my picture. I'm like, oh my God, that's hanging on the wall in this room. And I'm like, wow. And he said, the picture's almost complete. And he goes, he spoke to me there. He said, it's the perambulations, what I'm talking about right now, that's causing the painting of that picture. That picture on this wall is the canvas of your spirit. Here. If you could open up, that's what that picture is what's here. It gets placed there. He said, when that picture gets transferred, the Lord said, I'll then take that creative substance, that creative evidence, I'll take that which came out from the Father, and I'll take it out from your spirit, and I will create your future with it, just the way you saw it and said it in the Father. I'm like, whoa! He says, I'll take it with my Holy Spirit, because this is how we created your earth. That's how he said it, your earth. I'm like, my earth. He said, we created your earth that way. He said, I took the thoughts of the Father with the Holy Spirit, and all the Father had to do is say it, right? As the Father said it, the image came in, and I took the substance that was in him, and I created the earth with it. He said, this is the creative realm. This is the realm without measure, and it's the realm of the impossible. And everything that's dreamed here is a far greater reality than any use thing you see in the earth. Isn't that awesome? He said, it takes words. It takes images. But it takes more than anything. It takes you be connected in the Father for the transfers of his will, his image, his heart, his goodness, the multitude of his thoughts to you. He goes, once, and this is where my people quit too soon, they get half a painting and they're asking me to go paint half a painting. He goes, I don't do that in that realm. I don't paint half paintings. He goes, I wait until the painting's complete in the canvas of your heart. Once that's transferred, I'll take, because you are the agency of transference. And he goes, and then once you're here, once it's complete, then I'll take the painting and I'll paint this realm that you live in. Your earth is what he called it. I don't know why he called it that. He said, your earth, I'll paint your earth with the thoughts of the Father that originated in him. And that's why I call you up to him. To transform you there, to get you in a position to be joint heir here. Today, what I'm going to do, start with the Father. Today will be more of a training type prayer, but I want you to be really focused if you can, and just watch how I'll move past Jericho and watch how I'll move in. I'll pray things concerning the church, and I'll pray things concerning media. I'll pray things concerning future of media and future of Father's house. Because what's happening now that God took the limits off, I got out there enough that my past has to start catching up to where I am now. You see that? This painting's getting so full. The past has to change because I'm not here anymore. And that is the next phase that God needs to get us to. How many are you willing to go there? We have to get to a future position and start painting that future position. Be bold. Be strong. Do not be religious. Don't have a religious spirit about what you're painting. Because some people start painting and they don't. I don't need nothing for myself. Yes, you do need things for yourself. Because if you don't get yourself fixed in every area, you're not going to be any good as a joint heir. These things include generational inheritance. They include ministry. They include calling, will, destiny, all of it. Let him stretch you out a little bit. Don't be afraid to connect with the desire of your heart. Don't let a religious spirit stand there. Talk you out of it. Amen? It's awesome to go out there with the Father. He's much larger than any of us know. Much bigger. His will is super expansive. And I feel that once demonstration starts happening, people are going to go, oh my Lord. Because everything I believe, what I'm saying, because I'm speaking from a future position in the Father, is going, this realm is going to line up exactly. Now, with that said, before I start, I don't go praying arbitrarily in the things that I have not settled to be His will. I know everything I'm praying today, I know 100% that it's His will. Absolutely settled. It's His will, finished, accomplished already in heaven. I don't go praying things that I'm not sure of. If you're not sure, don't do it. How many of you know for a certainty something God has said to you concerning your future? Raise your hand. That's what you can pray. Some of you will have more than one thing. If you know God, you're going to have a lot of stuff. That's just the way it's going to happen. You're going to get a lot of things from Him. Now you're going to know what to do with it. Now, if we can start doing this corporately, whew, what's going to happen to this place is going to be explosive. Amen? This is what He wanted from them when they went in. They didn't see God's image. God said, they must see my image, not the image of where they are. They have to see the image of what I have said. And they have to say that image. These two things, before we pray, are hugely important. See that I have given. That is a major staple of your faith now. See that I have given, and call things that be not, the not yet, as though it already was. So already was realm has to be described by words. You're going to have to find words for the realm that's in front of you. Amen? You have to learn to do that. It's going to be a little odd in the beginning of trying to say something, but I'm going to show you how to do it. You'll see me say, suddenly, I see. You'll see me say that a lot today. What I'm trying to do is just giving you an example of how to pray. You don't have to do it this way, but I would encourage you to do this way. Amen? Praise God. All right, y'all ready? All right. I'm going to get more into the seeing realm, saying realm, and then if we do, we might go to the decree realm. The decree realm is the next one. You release what you've been given into the earth. See, I have given. Call things that be not as though they were. Two major functions, seeing and saying, from a future position. I use the Constitution in my hand. You guys need to have something in your hand, like written, that represents what you're praying. You don't have to do it today, but it's a good focal point. I actually like to put things in my hand too. And everything else focus. So today I'm going to take us straight up the mountain into the Father. We're going to walk over into Jericho. We're going to get above Jericho, drop in. We're going to perambulate, and then we might decree. Well, this depends if the anointing, what's going on with it. Because today is more of a training day. But we're almost there, my friends. Not almost there. We're there. We're beyond. Praise God. Not almost there. That is coming out of my vocabulary. We are there and beyond. Praise God. It is finished, my friends. It is finished. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, we come up the steps of Zion today. We come through this glorious living doorway. Lord, we step into the tabernacle of grace, the throne of grace, the great throne room. As we walk upon this carpet of red, we're washed in the blood that it represents, justified and abundantly pardoned. As we come to stand before your throne today, Lord, grant me the grace to lead your joint heirs into this realm. Grant me the wisdom and the grace today. Grant the light today to be flooded. We present the eye of our heart to be flooded with light today. We thank you for the circumcisions that's already have taken place today. We thank you for the great dunamis creative power that you overshadow us with. You overshadow us with dunamis creative power. Thank you for the dunamis. Thank you for the light. Thank you that we are clothed in this beautiful robe of righteousness that gives us access and standing within your kingdom. Thank you for the grace, the beautiful grace of the lily that clothes us with such rest, with such grace every day, with such harmony, with such peace, with such beauty. Thank you for the crown of righteousness. Thank you for the crown of the lily. Thank you for the tree of life. Thank you that you came that we would have this life and have it more abundantly. Thank you for these realms that you have given to us. We take the wings of this great eagle now. Listen, whenever you see an eagle, that means to step, ride, get on that eagle and ride into the high places. It's a free gift to go above. We take the wings of this great eagle and you lift us up into the Father's domain, into the room that you have prepared for us, into this room where you hold us, Father, this room where everything begins, this room of transformation from dysfunctional orphans to full-age sons. This room of transformation of full-age sons to joint heirs. This room also, Father, where you share the thoughts that you have towards us, the innumerable thoughts, the thoughts that are greater than the sand of the sea and the stars of heaven. This room of your glory, Lord, that you have given to us. Today, we see that you have given us all of these things and that we're following your footsteps into oneness, perfected oneness, where we are in you, Lord, and you are in the Father, and that you are in us, in the earth, and the Father is in you. The perfected oneness that's already been given today, Father. You love us with the same love that you love the Lord Jesus with while he was walking in the earth. That he was one with you, we're now one with you. And we are clothed in the love that you have for us. We've been made secure in the love you have for us. We are free. We are assured that you clothe us in the assurance today. Thank you, Father, for the great love as you encompasseth us in yourself. You encompasseth us in your assurance. You encompasseth us in the confidence that we're not alone now, Father. I'm not alone anymore. I'm with you and I'm in you. And I'm not alone here. I never have to be alone again. I found the resting place of my heart, Father. This room is the resting place. This is the room where all insecurities fade. This is the room where all fear subsides. This is the room where your future and the hope that you give it us is the God of all hope. It is this room, Father, that all of this begins. That one part of my life ends here. And another part begins. This is the room where you perfect us. You transform us. This is the room where you wrap your exceeding great shield around us. Some of you will feel that coming around you right now. Some of you will feel the Father encompassing you. You'll feel the security. You'll feel the glory. You can spend a lot of time in this place. I encourage you never to rush through these realms. Thank you, Father, that we can sit together with you, free of burden, free of care, free of pain, free of trespass. We have been freed from the earth. We are hidden away with you here. And we have come, Father, to do your will. We have come to receive your will. We have come to see and to say. We've come to paint a new portrait. We present the portrait of our heart to you. Some of you, I see an eraser. He's just starting to erase the false images. He'll do that a lot here. He'll remove the fallen images of unworthiness. You love us, Father, with an everlasting love. You hold us. I know. This is it, Father. I'm thankful for the opportunity to walk out into you today. To walk out into the promised land in you, Father. And for that promised land to be painted on the canvas of my heart, to be transferred fully to me, from you, to us, from you. As we call things that be not yet as though it were, we go into that realm today of the though it were. We go into the realm to see I have given. The Father, we can only truly do what we see you doing. The realm Jesus himself walked in you. Today we step over the Jordan. We step over and thank you for the great circumcision and baptisms that have taken place. We step over into Gilgal and thank you that you circumcised us from Egypt. That we don't wear the bondage and the slavery of these world systems. We don't wear the wilderness reproach. We have no intention of turning around, Father. That will not once be named among us. We will not turn aside from thee. Our future is forward. It is in you, Father, and it is glorious. Oh, Lord, we see today you coming out to meet us as the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven, having brought the armed forces of heaven with you. We see that you've come out to crown us with a blessing of goodness, to set the crown of pure gold upon our head. We see that as you were raised up into the Father, and you sat down at the Father, that we were raised up into you. And today we take the wings of an eagle as you lift us up into the high places of joint heirship, to sit down with you far above the principalities and the powers, the systems of the world. We sit above them now as you were raised. You were crowned with glory and honor. You were crowned in a state of dominion. You maketh him to have dominion, Father, over the works of your hands. You were given the dominion originally assigned to Adam. We now have been raised up together with you. We now receive the glory. Some of you will see a robe. Some of you will feel something come around you. We receive the honor of joint heirship. What an amazing journey. Having been lost, having been found, to being born again, coming out of dysfunctional orphans into full-age sons, and now we step into the realm of joint heirship with you. Clothe us in royalty. We're following into where you are, Lord. And where you are, there we are also. As we follow in today, we are crowned with glory and honor. We receive the crowning of the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience given to this last day church, the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. You receive the crown of David, the very crown that David wore, reassigned to you in your ascension to the Father. You were given a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. We're given a kingdom and a glory and a dominion. Father, it is your good pleasure to give us this kingdom. It is your good pleasure to crown us with the glory and honor. It is your good pleasure to overshadow us with the seven inheritances, this crown, dunamis, creative power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. We are clothed in the inheritances of joint heirship. We are clothed in the original dominion now restored in the right hand of God, never to be stolen again. Today, we sit in the seat of your right hand, Father, in Christ as joint heirs. Today, we sit at the right hand of dunamis power. Today, we are overshadowed with the dominion. You have set us over the works of your hands. You maketh Father, to have dominion, 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 dominion. You set us over. You have set the earth and all of its resources under our feet. You have set the earth, sickness, infirmity, plague, virus, all of it is under our feet. You have set the earth and all of its systems under our feet. We are heirs over. You've set us over. Today as we stand over Jericho, we see now that you have given us this city. We draw the circle even around this church as we stand above, looking down as the circle's been drawn. This is our garden now. This is belongs to the dominion of the kingdom of heaven. We are heirs of Jacob's ladder, where the manifested glory manifested with him in the earth. Surely, how awesome is the presence of God here. Surely this is the house of God. We see now from this place, Lord, you sit as the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the angelic armies of heaven. We do now call for the release of an innumerable company of angels into the domain of this house. We command and call forth the innumerable company of angels, warrior angels, worshiping angels, breaker angels, angels of deliverance, angels that facilitate divine healing and miracles, signs and wonders, angels and messenger angels. As the ladder is extending down into this house, the angels of heaven now free to ascend and descend. As we stand down into this house, we decree now, all second heaven interference be thou removed from the circle of this dominion. For our God is now a flame of fire about us, and he is the glory in the midst of us. And just as Jacob's ladder, the angels were free to ascend. They were ascending and descending upon you, Lord, as you said Nathaniel would see it. They now ascend and descend upon us. They are with us here in the earth as we stand down into this domain. This is the garden of the Lord, the kingdom of heaven, ready to manifest, that is at hand. We decree all darkness. We decree all doubt, unbelief. We decree all trespass and iniquity. We decree all second heaven and interference to be removed from this domain. As you do now, just as the priest with the seven eyes blowing the trumpets of seven horns would encompass the city, your crown, a picture of the last day crown, is now descending upon us. Sitting in the outer perimeter of this circle, we are encompassed with innumerable company of angels. We are now encompassed with the crown, for the seven spirits of God do rest upon us with the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience and the seven horns of omnipotent dominion. Your dominion has been restored here. And now, Lord, priest, that ark that followed them, we see you standing between the cherubim, sitting as the glory, the mercy seat, sitting between the cherubim as your ark descends into this room, as the glory, your manifested glory that is with us. Your manifested glory that is with us. Your manifested glory now is a flame of fire. The angels, a blue flame of fire that encompassed the entire portal. The glory now is in our midst. The crown is in our midst. The innumerable company of angels in our midst. And Lord, it is now that hour and that day that we see that you have given us your glory. As we are with you where you are in the Father in heavenly places, you and the Father are with us in the earthly realm. We are the temple of the living God. Behold, the tabernacle of the Father is now with men. I will now come and walk in them. I will come and dwell in them. I will come and perambulate in them. I will come and dwell, for you are with us here now. Father, you maketh your abode, your home, as you were with Moses in the living presence of his tabernacle, as you were with Solomon in the living glory of his temple. You are now in our temple, in our tabernacle. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. We are the temple of the living God, and we are the hosts now to your manifested glory. As the Mount of Transfiguration was with the Lord, we are now that same temple that you can come and dwell in and light us up with transfigurating glory. For this is your home now. This is your house. Now, Father, we thank you that we see what you're doing here, but we see far beyond We see you have given us this city. We see the walls, the enemy's assignments collapsing all over this city and region. We see, Father, the manifest glory breaking out in our midst. We see the center of salvation, the center of worship and intercession and deliverance and creative miracles and benevolence and discipleship. I see the center of kings and priests that are reigning in the earth. We see the crown in our midst, the glory in our midst. For the ark and the crown have now come together. We see, Father, the manifestation of the 7 days of light as we have walked out into that season. We see now, Father, that media station prophesied to me by Joel Osteen in that dream being brought to us. We see, Father, suddenly, we see us writing that check for that media station, suddenly given to us without price. For you have already granted the provisions, the inheritance. For we inherit cities and homes we did not build. You fill them with all good things you didn't fill them with. You give us the vineyards and the olive yards we did not plant. A land that we don't labor in, a land we inherit freely. For the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow with us. We see the acquisition of that media station, Right Hand TV. Suddenly, Father, this church has been transformed from 120 people to millions. As the mysteries of the upper room and the mysteries of the last day run of the white horse, and the mysteries of the right hand of God are being sent out every hour of every day without price, without cost. In the same way the website was free, it's given freely, funded by the conquest of Jericho and the 7 days of light. We see an harmony awakening all over America. We see them in their homes suddenly crying out for more, crying out for meat, crying out to be fed, suddenly listening, connecting pastors all over the nation, connecting leaders all over the nation, connecting into this vine, this house, this prototype that you're building. Suddenly, miracles, signs, wonders breaking out, manifested glory right in the front of the television screen. Your manifest visible glory breaking out, being transferred through the television. And the mom in Arizona, the single mom, suddenly healed. Suddenly she's walking. She was crippled and now she's walking. That level of glory moving through the media. Suddenly a whole army is making their ascent up into your mountain, Father. You're calling your people to your mountain in the last days. We stand as the friend of the bridegroom. We are here to assist your heart, Lord. We are here for the greatest desire of your heart is to see the sons and daughters of God fully reconciled to the Father. To show the world your glory. To show them the Father, to show them this incredible inheritance we have with the kingdom of God, to show them how to operate in it, Blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom. To show them they don't have to depend on the world or the government, but they'll see a manifested kingdom, not a manifested gift realm operation. They will see full kingdom manifestation as your people are moving out from where they are. Suddenly, your people are being called into your will, into your thoughts that are innumerable as the sand of the sea, and you're flooding them with a future and a hope and love and faith and glory. And they're a dimension with you, Father. The enemy has no stranglehold. Suddenly they're being liberated right in their living rooms, in their homes. Suddenly pastors are calling, say, come, teach us. Teach us how to function in this anointing that is without measure, this glory that is without measure. Suddenly, the media team is being assembled, and all of these revelations are moving into books, writers, three of them, full-time staff of writers, full-time staff, media. This channel, this satellite channel, stretching to the nations. And in blessing you bless us, and in multiplying you multiply us. And now this message is multiplying on the wings of eagles. It's stretching out all over the world with the excellence of the one who prophesied it to me. This message is no more hidden in John 14, 15, 16, and 17. Revelations 4 and 5 is no longer hidden. It is out into the mainstream as you call the hungry, the thirsty. You call them to your mount as we are not leading them to ourselves. We are leading them to the Father's great, expansive, glorious heart. As you share, I see where there was only a few, now it's become 100, now it's become 1,000, now it's 10,000, and now 10,000 times 10,000. And your heart is transferring the innumerable thoughts you have for this generation. And suddenly, pastors have moved out of the harassments of the enemy and moved out of the domain of harassment and second heaven interference, and they're standing over their domain and executing dominion over the territory you've given them. And suddenly revival and glory is breaking out in Austin. Austin will be a key. Suddenly it's breaking out in Dallas. Suddenly it's breaking out in Louisiana, moving down the south coast of Louisiana through Mississippi into Florida. Suddenly, the call, the clarion call as the angelic host are clearing out one portal after another, after another, after another. Whole communities are turning to light now. Cities are turning to light. Suddenly, you're taking the true joint heirs up far above to draw larger circles. Circles around whole communities. Circles around regions. Circles around this great nation. And suddenly your thoughts, your innumerable thoughts for this nation and the creators you shared it with. Suddenly, Father, this nation becomes the platform for the last day move of God, which the enemy's trying to destroy its foundations. But he will fail because this is your country, and your church will rise up and lay a brand new image and a new foundation. And that which is superimposed into the spirits of the just men made perfect, that superimposition of your will now release all over this nation, and being released with dominion and authority and blessing and goodness. And suddenly the back of the enemy is being broken over regions, and men would dare to stand in the inner cities. Suddenly Matthew, that's following this vision, he is following it footstep by footstep. Suddenly the inner city breakout happens, and the violence is quenched now. Suddenly the glory of God is manifesting. With man, no man taking credit, with the glory is flooding the inner city, Father. And suddenly prosperity is flooding in because it's your image that they're carrying and not that the media has given.
Suddenly it's the image that's come from above and not the earth, for it is your image. It is your image that they're carrying now. Suddenly, Father, your church is awakened. Your people have awakened. The intercessors have awakened. The pastors have awakened. Suddenly the body's moving a cohesive unit because they're all in you. They're coming out from you. They're cohesive, Father. They're cohesive. They're cohesive. Coming out from your glory. Flooded with the glory of who you are. Flooded with the glories of heaven. Your will, your image. Your image, Father of the world. Your last day image. They sang the song in Revelation 5 when you crowned your church. They sang the song, the priest. The kings and priests will now reign in the earth. The kings and priests will now reign. It's a reigning church. It's a glorious church filled with the thoughts that come out from your love, that come out from your glory, coming out from your grace, coming out from your expansive heart. Father, release your expansive heart into this generation. You have enough love to fix every city. You have enough love to fix every community. You have enough blessing in heavenly places that have been prepared for us to transform, beginning right here in this house, beginning with a transformational prototype house of manifested glory. Manifested glory without measure. When they walk in, they walk into the midst of your glory. When they walk into heaven on earth. For you are with us. The ark came down a long time ago when we stood in Jericho. Now your habitation is with man. They walk in, and what took us so many years of transformation, suddenly the pathway up into Zion. Babies will have full grown teeth chewing meat. Suddenly, 6 month transformations, 3 month transformations, as the glory 24 hours, 7 days a week are in our midst. Miracles, signs, wonders, healing, wholeness, fullness, everywhere. Everywhere, suddenly everyone's an heir. Suddenly everyone knows who they are. They know what they're doing. They know what they've been given. Suddenly Carlos has been called out to churches to teach them the foundation. Suddenly, Father, you have ministers, Justins and Andreas's, Cody's, Sharon's, Pastor Chuck and Tina's, standing, being sent out. Suddenly, this is moving, Father, at a beautiful, glorious pace of light. As we already went out, suddenly our past is catching up now. But it's a good past. It's one that we perambulated. Suddenly we've moved out into the day and the hour of the run of the white horse. Suddenly we are called up to witness the greatest single event of our generation, the opening of the last day books, the reigning of the kings and priests. Suddenly that horse is moving at a phenomenal, phenomenal pace, running throughout the land. Suddenly, Father, your house, Father's house of Austin, Father's house of Dallas, Father's house of Lafayette, Louisiana, Father's house, be raised up all over. Not my house, your house, where all the DNA of this mountain dwells and lives and multiplied. Suddenly it's increasing as the kingdom of heaven is now manifesting at a brand new level. Suddenly things are moving at a brand new anointing without measure as you're calling your people to dream a greater dream. Greater circles, bigger circles, larger circles. Your expansiveness is flooding us. Anointing without measure flooding us. Faith. The God kind of faith that doesn't see impossibility. That doesn't live in the realm of impossibility. That lives in your realm. We receive these things from you, Father. Suddenly, harvest combines are now set in motion again. As the Father said, ask of me, Son, the nations for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the nation for thine inheritance. Suddenly, your inheritance. We are co-laboring with you as joint heirs. We are friend of the bridegrooms. We're calling for the nations. We're calling for the inheritance. We're calling for the great Holy Spirit to call in mass harvest fields coming in. 3,000 born again. 5,000 born again. Nobody's advertising. The administration of your kingdom and the administration of your government now is taking root, taking power, moving suddenly. Oh, intercessors are standing over the wickedness of media stations and drawing circles now and taking dominion over that wicked darkness being coming out from those places, and suddenly delaying the circle of dominion, and darkness is bowing. Darkness is collapsing. Collapsing right in the midst, because they know who they are, and they're standing and taking authority over the airwaves. Standing and taking authority. The prince and power of the air is suddenly under the feet of the church. Suddenly it's broken without measure. Not by human might, not by human power, but by the plumb line, by the plumb line, by the plumb line. Suddenly the plumb line has been dropped. They shall rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of our Zerubbabel Christ. With those seven eyes of the Lord that go to and fro the whole earth now, suddenly the eyes of the Lord are with us in the earth as they've been with us to climb the mountain, to extract the mysteries. Now they're with us to go to and fro. Suddenly we can see. Suddenly we can see beyond. We can see in front. We can see behind. We can see the enemy's assignments. We can see what the Father doeth all the time, because we're dwelling with him that was and is to come. And the eyes of the Lord now, suddenly, kings are standing over whole markets, taking dominion and possession of the fields, Father, because the seven eyes of omnipresent omniscience are with them. They have been crowned for the dominion. They that do know their God, saith the Lord, in this hour will do exploits in this generation that you haven't seen, saith the Lord. Exploits reserved. I have reserved the best wine for the last days. Drink, eat, partake of the table of wisdom. You will find my wine sitting at the table of wisdom, for she sitteth in the highest places, far above the world and its systems. The harlot sits in the high places. Wisdom sits in the highest places. She has spread her table. She has killed her beast. She has mingled her wine. She has set the table. She has set out the banquet table for the last wine, the meat, and the bread of this last day. Church, come and eat. Learn of this realm. Learn of this place. Learn of this realm that I walked in, saith the Lord. Receive of the Bana. Receive. It's by me kings will reign. It's by me the princes and the priests will rule in the earth. It's by me, saith the Lord, the government will rest into the earth. Your eyes will witness a transformation of that which was in measure to that which is without measure. You will know how it works. You will teach every man, teaching their neighbor, their brothers, their sisters. I will transfer this bread that has been lifted up to me, the bread of this house, which we lift up into you, Father, now, the revelations, the mysteries, the bread, the meat, and the wine. We lift it up, Father, and ask you now, once again, to bless this bread. Bless it, Father. For there is an innumerable company of multitude of people that are hungry, that are without food, that do not get fed. Take that bread, Father. In blessing you, bless. And in multiplying you, multiply. And we go hand it out. It'll start multiplying apostolically. It'll multiply. It will feed. It's more than enough. These mysteries are more than enough to manifest the kingdom in the earth. Bread. As we pass it out, some will pass out to 50, some to 500, some will pass out to 1,000, some 10,000, some will pass it out to one. It will increase, it will multiply. It is a treasure, it is a pearl of great price. I name these mysteries of my kingdom with those things in mind, saith the Lord. I called it a treasure so you would know it will manifest. Treasure in the earth. Earthly treasure. Heavenly treasure. It will manifest those things that are of great price, of which has already been paid. Come now thou with me in dream. Come thou now with me and sit where I am in the Father. Let me show you the Father, saith the Lord. Let me show you the Father. His innumerable thoughts towards you, his innumerable thoughts towards your family and your generation, your house, your friends, your finances, his innumerable thoughts towards you, his calling, his destiny upon your life. Walk out. Step out. Walk out into your land of promise. Walk out into the Father, saith the Lord. Walk out. Amen. That's enough for today. Glory to God.
Father, your glory is moving in our midst and increasing because you are an ever-increasing, multiplying, expanding Father, that everything that we touch prospers, Father God. For as you have heard us, as we've come together in one accord, Lord God, it has been presented to you in the highest heaven as the Most High God, unto and through the name of the Lord Jesus, that this is all being executed by your host of angels that have been released this day, that have gone out to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west, this day. Through the power of your Holy Spirit that doth rest upon us, Lord. It has been decreed in the highest courts of heaven, throughout all the ages, all the timelines, throughout all the realms and the dimensions, all the dominions. We thank you, Father, that you have participated with us and been with us this day. We thank you that it is sealed, Lord God, that it shall not return void this day, but it is prospering wherein it has been sent. We thank you, Father God.
So, Lord, we lift this canvas. The canvases that are going to be painted are going to be such a beautiful thing, Father. Because you're calling your people to forge a new future now that comes right out of your heart. We can now only do what we see you doing. We present these canvases to you, Lord, that have already been painted. For you are the Lord, the manifest, the invisible things, the substance, the evidence that's come out from the Father. Faith, substance, evidence, the invisible things, but they're not invisible to us. We can see. Our whole body is full of light. We see what you doeth. We see your will. We see. Lord, you are the creator. Those things that have been transferred to us out from the Father, we now loose unto you in the earth to transfer that image, for we are agencies of transference. We do carry the image of the Father, the heart of the Father, and his innumerable thoughts towards us that are in us, ready for prime time manifestation, ready for demonstration. For you are author, Lord, and finisher. You get to finish it. It's your glory. It's your glory to do it. You get to manifest it. You get to perform it. Against hope, we have believed in hope now. Another kind of hope. One that came out from the Father. We stagger no more at the promises of God, but strong in faith, giving glory to you what you have promised. You will now perform it with your great Holy Spirit, seven spirits of God. You will perform it just as you did in the beginning. For the invisible things from the beginning of the world were clearly seen. The dunamis, the hope, the substance, the innumerable thoughts of the Father that have filled the canvas, that have been transferred to our spirit. Oh, the power you have given us to participate in this kingdom mandate. We are a participant with you. You're the doer. The Father's the giver. We're the receiver. Holy Spirit's the manifester, demonstrator. We're all in alignment now. We're all in you. And you're in us. Father, I want to declare this before we worship you today, that your will has come down to us. That you will, your kingdom is at hand position, at an at hand position in the earth, for the kingdom of heaven is with us. Your thoughts are with us. Your plan, purpose, kingdom, and destiny is with us. There has been a transference, and there will be a demonstration. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you felt charged? You can do that personally too. I just did on the behalf of this house, but You can do that in so many areas when you get going with him. Go ahead, Chris. Shift that.
Hallelujah.
Go out. Don't get stuck anymore. Watch how your faith will turn this week when you move out in front. Watch how your faith will come alive when you leave your circumstance. Watch how the Father will come around you. And you will not take no for an answer. Your circumstance will no longer prophesy to you. Doubt and unbelief will be eradicated. They will collapse in the midst of your perambulation. Watch how your heart, your attitude, and your demeanor shift.